With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli forces launching another raid on the Gaza Strip's largest hospital after Israel says Hamas terrorists had regrouped inside the hospital. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel remains duty-bound to crush Hamas.
The fact that we're going to destroy the remaining Hamas terrorist battalions in Rafah is both important for eradicating the Hamas rule, but also important for getting the hostages out. These are complementary goals. They're not contradictory goals.
Israeli leader on Fox and Friends. In a race where the outcome was never in doubt, Russian President Putin has won a fifth six-year term. While gang violence continues to worsen in Haiti and the U.S. evacuates American citizens, the situation in another Caribbean nation, Cuba, seems increasingly unsettled. Demonstrators on the streets of Santiago amid blackouts and food shortages.
Tensions have soared in recent weeks on the communist-run island amid a worsening economic crisis. But demonstrations such as this remain rare. In a series of posts on social media, President Miguel Díaz-Canel acknowledged the protests and said he was listening, but accused the United States of seeking to foment unrest. The government continues to blame U.S. sanctions for the dire state of the economy, but critics say mismanagement is behind the current crisis, the worst in three decades. In a recent sign of the seriousness of the shortages, the government has, for the first time, been forced to ask the UN's World Food Programme for assistance.
The BBC's Tom Bailey. Also at SRNnews.com, Japan's Prime Minister says North Korea has fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles into the waters between the two countries. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 13 points, NASDAQ futures 118 points higher. This is SRN News. A Virginia church initiative is helping soon-to-be-released prisoners create supportive communities where they can rebuild their lives, starting while they're still in jail.
Inmates voluntarily join the chapel's classes, live stream services, and baptisms at the Chesterfield Jail. Chapel Pastor Brandon Samuel says they're supported after their release.
We have a Monday night Art in the Bible group, a Thursday night recovery group. Sunday morning they sit together, Sunday afternoon small group. So there's an entire structure. There's houses they live in. There's a lot of job programs. There's mechanics, construction. They're connecting them into meaningful employment.
Ex-inmates return to jail to minister and welcome new members into their community. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
House lawmakers in Mississippi have approved a bill that would define sex as binary. The bill follows the lead of Republican-controlled legislatures around the country that are aiming to restrict the legal recognition of transgender identities. SRN News. Many Americans rely on Medicaid, but there's a catch.
Often states try to recover the cost after the recipients die, and that could be a huge bill, even the sale of their homes. Uncle Sam requires every state to recover money from the assets of dead people who, in their final years, relied on Medicaid for long-term care. Now, critics want the feds to stop doing that because they say the program collects money from the very poorest people. They add, states should tell people they're putting their homes at risk when they sign up for Medicaid. Jason Walker reporting.
Ohio voters go to the polls tomorrow in a closely watched GOP primary. U.S. Senate candidates Bernie Moreno, Secretary of State Frank LaRose, and State Senator Matt Dolan competing for the Republican nomination. More details at SRNnews.com.